The function of a performing philosopher is not to try to sell you on any brand name of philosophy. I have no dogma. I have no favorite cause here. I have one cause, and that's the goal of a performing philosopher, is to encourage you and inspire you and empower you, to the extent I can, to think for yourself and question authority. Now, the way I'm going to try to do that tonight is I'm going to try to... It's all the language. We are, as the French semioticians tell us, we're enshackled by our language. We're imprisoned by our language, by ideas. And so what I'm going to try to do is to, with as much clarity as I can summon here, and zap on and to laser and to warm up and to buzz and to tickle and to stimulate the shackles of language that are tying you to any particular religion or any particular political party. Now, it is true that if you should take on this role of urging people to think for themselves and question authority, y'all can get in trouble that way. And that's part of the game, you know. Most people, see, don't want to change. Most people are doing the best they can. They've been entrapped by their parents and their language and by the language of their society. They don't, you know, and they're discouraged from thinking for yourself. That's the key. How many of us in our growing years were encouraged to think for ourselves and question authority and come out with new ideas? You know, the aim of the game, until Dr. Spock came along in 1946, which created the 60s, by the way, Dr. Spock was the first person that told parents, hey, your job is to teach your kids to be individuals and to encourage your kids to be individuals and to treat your kids as individuals. Oh, jeez. When he said that, that's the most subversive statement you can make. Talk about anarchy. Forget it. When you teach kids to be individuals, you're undercutting every religion and every organization and every political dogmatic system. Through world history, it matter whether you're left, right, Christian, Jewish, Mormon, name it, everybody who had an organization agreed you had to take kids and get them to line the kids are little wogs, little animals. You got to get them to, with a carrot and a whip. You got to get them to conform and join the pack. At this moment in world history, as we leave the industrial society and move on to the post-industrial society, it's not only your pleasure to think for yourself, it's your duty. You've got to think for yourself in the information age.
This is Seldom Heard Radio, The Glow of the Lava Lamp, Program 1. This is The Glow of the Lava Lamp. Lysergic Soundscape Dreams. Thank you. consciousness equals energy, energy equals love, love equals awareness, awareness equals light, light equals wisdom, wisdom equals beauty, beauty equals truth, truth equals purity, purity. It's all the same trip. It's all the same. Any trip you want to take leads to the same place. You're listening to the glow of the lava lamp on Seldom Heard Radio.
Thank you.
purify enough, immerse, become beauty, become it. The potter becomes his pot. Embrace the 10,000 beautiful visions. Become one with the universe. All the energy passes through you. You are all of the energy, and it all resides in your heart. If you can go within to your spiritual heart, you will know that you are one with the universe.
Very strange and enchanted boy. Say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy. Magic day he passed my way, and as he spoke of fools and kings, many things this he said to me. The greatest thing just to love and be loved in return. Just love and be loved in return.
Sailing along the sea of life, leaving behind the world and its strife. Let the wind and the waves set you away all your sorrows and takes away.
such an easy place to be, such a trying place to find. Oh, oh, oh. But deep within us all it dies, deep within our minds. Oh, the cosmic gardens by the sea is waiting there for you and me.
When you have quieted your mind enough and transcend your ego enough, you can hear how it really is. So, when you are with the candle flame, you are the candle flame. And when you are with another being's mind, you are the other being's mind. When there is a task to do, you are the task.
We'll be right back. beginning of life to the free. Love calling for men now to leave. Inside in the cosmic mind, enlightened beams across.
You're listening to The Glow of the Lava Lamp, Lysergic, Soundscape, Dreams.
Soon I
You've been listening to The Glow of the Lava Lamp on Seldom Heard Radio. We started the program with Moth Effect, I Dreamt I Couldn't Sleep. Then Lamp of the Universe, Freedom to Godliness. The Greg Foote Group, Dark is the Sun. Sweetwater with For Pete's Sake. Lamp of the Universe and Resonance. Gandalf with Nature Boy. The Pacific Snow Band, Cosmic Garden. Lamp of the Universe again with Our Celestial Flow. And then Heaven's Gateway Drugs, Missed Connections. The program started off with a talk by Timothy Leary, and all other readings were from Be Here Now by Ram Dass, published in 1971 by the Hanuman Foundation. This is DJ Frederick, wishing you many blessings and many journeys in the inner and outer landscapes of the universe.